Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world, and welcome to another episode of The Buddhist Biohacker. Welcome to The Buddhist Biohacker YouTube channel, and welcome to everybody who listens later on audio on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever you are, and welcome in everyone. We already have so many great people here, and I just would love to hear one word from everyone in the audience about how you're feeling today. So please throw that in the chat box. You can also share where you're from. I love hearing that. It looks like we've already got some Canadians in the audience. So welcome in from my northern neighbors. And we are here today with one of our favorite guests, Tim Sanders from Omnia. Welcome back, Tim.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be back.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. I always love talking to you. And I have my stickers. This is my amazing tarot card phone case, but I'm going to take it off because I have my stickers on every single thing. And I cannot tell you how much it's made just a huge difference. There they are, the glare. It's made such a huge difference. I have such sensitive ears. I think it's a probably something to do with being a medium and sensitive. And I can't tell you, like, my ears used to buzz all the time. We're near towers and all those things. We put the stickers on phones, tablets, devices, but we actually have a smart meter. So we put one on that too. And my ears do not buzz anymore. It's amazing.
Yay!
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what we're all about. We're all about changing the state of the radiation field, the wireless radiation that surrounds everything we do now. And you know, especially in lockdown, we're on our computers and glued to our phones all day. There's no meetings to break it up and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, everyone's under attack. I'm not really meant to say attack, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Everyone's bombarded by these. What we call imbalanced frequencies or imbalanced energy, and we want to balance it up so that it's compatible with and coherent with the energy in your body.
Yeah, absolutely. My first question for you, Tim, is you've already been on the show, you've talked about, and I can read from the comments that a lot of people already know who you are. So rather than you having share who you are once again, I want to hear, like, now that you've been, you know, working with this energy and doing this work for a while, like, where are you at today with all of it? Like, how are you feeling about Omnia and where you're headed and what you do every day for work?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I guess you could sum it up with one word, which would be like impatient. And that's a little bit harsh. But ultimately, I'm working with a scientist, the inventor of the Omnia radiation balancer, who's taught me so much about physics and the true concept of the atom and what energy really is and what water really is and magnetism and gravity and all sorts of other things. And I wasn't even a science boffin before I met him. And that's probably because I intuitively knew that all those concepts were wrong in the textbooks. But no, it's been fascinating meeting him. But he's always said that his next products would be, you know, a kind of energy generator that generates a new kind of energy that can power up our electronic devices and so on. So I've sort of been waiting for him to come up with the goods. And, you know, we're getting closer. He's had his focus on his papers and issuing his papers. You know, I mentioned earlier on about how he's got a paper about the true concept of the atom, about the true molecular structure of water, about the true laws of creation as well, in which he rewrites Einstein's E equals MC squared equation and gives his version of that with what he sees as the truth, which is kind of the etheric counterpart to what, you know, how matter is produced. So that's all really deep dive heavy physics for people. But ultimately, what I'm interested in is new products and new things that I can launch and help people with, ultimately, because, you know, we're helping a lot of people with the Omnia radiation balancer. You know, I've got mine there as well. Just a little patch that you put on a phone or anything that radiates and it balances the energy field. And the next thing I think that Lackey, who's the inventor, his name is Dr. Ilya Lakasevich. He calls himself Lackey for short because that's easier to remember. He is working on something that could have a much bigger harmonizing effect on a bigger area, shall we say. So especially with 5G coming up, there's going to be towers going up everywhere, and it's not going to be easy to balance all of that radiation just through one patch. We may need something stronger. We're not quite sure yet because we just don't know. I mean, you know, 5G is just happening and no one's given us anything to test on. So we have to see how it reacts in real term, in real time, you know, see how our technology responds. But he does have some, you know, ideas about how we can sort of look at that on a like town by town scale almost, which could be really interesting. So new products include a water bottle. You know, we've got, you know, our technology, it's basically carrying energy in a small patch. And the patch is literally just glue, paper, and dye. That's all it is. But there's a magic ingredient in there, which is what we call Deca energy, which is an energy form that he goes into the hills, captures within this kind of magnetic cone, and then brings back to work with and program to do certain functions. And we've obviously got a program in our Omnia radiation balancers to balance the radiation, and that brings good effects into your life, like you just very kindly mentioned your testimonial. And we get lots of people saying they slept better, or they, you know, had more energy, or had, you know, or you know, less tingles, and just more calm. So That's the program that we have for the radiation. And now we want to put a program in for water, because obviously, you know, water is, you know, we are the mostly water, I think 72% on average, but our blood is 90% plus water, you know. So we are water, and if our water is vibrating well and we've got the best structure of water in our bodies, then we detox and we become the fittest and most vibrant versions of ourselves. And that can also be done by getting a glass water bottle and then putting a sticker patch on the glass water bottle, and then any water that you put inside that would be structured. And we can talk a bit more about the structure of water if you want, because I've got some interesting revelations on that too.
Yeah, I'm really excited to dive into that. Before we do, I'm just going to quickly jump over to our comments. And thank you again for everybody who's joining us. Please don't forget to click subscribe here on the Buddhist Biohacker channel. We have all sorts of conscious content for everybody out there. And we also have a brand new documentary series coming out soon. So don't forget to do that. And look at where everybody's from. Hello, hello. We've got some one words. Hi, Victoria. I love you so much. And she said her word is new. We have Kelly from Texas, Katarina from Sweden. And then Kelly has a question for you, Tim. She says she has a Tesla plate that she wears around her neck as a necklace. She says, I have my Omnia orb on the back of my Tesla plate. Is that not good?
That is good. We would just advise that you try not to touch it with your skin. However, so put it on the other side, or just put a little tape over the top of it. For two reasons. Firstly, it would, you know, come into contact with your body and the body's heat and the sweat and everything else, and we don't want it to be affected by that. But secondly, there just needs to be a tiny bit of distance. and the reason, if you'd asked me that question 3 months ago, I'd have said, actually, no, you shouldn't wear it. You shouldn't put it on a pendant, you shouldn't put it anywhere. But we just did some testing in November last year, called autonomic response testing, which is where it's an advanced form of muscle testing, if you like, but it makes an inquiry of the light body around your body, right? So it has a way of interrogating the coherence of that light body, right? So if you put something into contact with your body that you are not in coherence with, or upsets you, then your light body will be affected, and they can measure that by two means. Firstly, by muscle testing. So they use a proxy. So someone just holds your body and then we muscle test that third party person, or else by looking at the coherence of the light body, which they have a couple of tools for, which I'm not going to explain in depth. But ultimately, we did this test where we measure a baseline to see the coherence. And then we put a phone in the hand And then the body went completely out of coherence, right? It was challenged electrically. And then we put the patch, the Omnia patch, on the phone, and then we went straight back into full coherence. But then we put the phone next to the ear, and then by measuring these, what they call O-rings, 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's two types of strength in each O-ring, right? You can measure whether the body is in super strong healing mode, right? And what we found is that when we put the Omnia patch on and put the phone next to the head, because there's so much electrical activity going on in the brain, and this is a beautiful energy field that we now create, then the body went into eighth stage of healing mode, and the yang state was achieved, right? I didn't know that until we did autonomic response testing. But then straight after that, so that's good news for your body, by the way. We're turning the phone into something that your body really likes, and actually it induces a healing state in the body. But then someone just said, why don't we take the phone away and just put it on the ear? And so we put the orb on the ear, and we rested it on the heart as well. And we found that the body also went into this kind of deep healing state, you know, so we were practicing with it. And the next phase is for me to bring out a pendant, right? So I'm going to bring out a water bottle and a pendant based on those tests. So we're going to design something nice. And that's good news for people who've got kids. So some kids, you know, some kids don't have mobile phones, believe it or not. But mums are like, what am I going to do about my kids? And now we've got an answer. We've got the Omnia pendant coming up.
Oh, that's exciting. And yeah, she's saying, Katarina says, I'd love to have a DECA pendant. That would be
there cool. You go. Well, you can help me design it if you want. I'm running out of ideas. But yeah, get in touch. As long as you're on our email list or watching our YouTube channel, Omnia Balance, then you'll hear all about it. Hopefully it'll be on the market pretty soon.
That's cool. Very cool. Well, let's dig into water. You know, I had a deck of oracle cards, Tim, forever ago. I mean, this was probably like 2008 or something. It was a very long while. But that particular deck was all based on the water crystal images from the scientist who took all those photos. And it was so beautiful. I don't even know what happened to it, honestly, while I'm talking about it. But you have Yes. And they were just beautiful cards. And I would use them to read clients sometimes because there was so much imagery that would come through the different pictures of the crystals. You said you've got some new information about water and some things that have come out. So I want to hear all about this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's it. Water is life, right? You know, and it's the fundamental molecule and element. Lackey has written a paper. Lackey, the inventor, has written a paper all about the true structure of water. And it turns out that water is not H2O, as we'd always thought, but actually the true and perfect structure of water is H12O6. Which sounds like it should reduce to the same thing, but it isn't, because there's 12 hydrogen atoms and then 6 oxygen atoms. And there's no hydrogen and no oxygen actually in water. But what happens when oxygen meets the hydrogen atom is the spin of those atoms combines to actually produce that water, right? It's a process which he calls voidance, you know, when those two atoms meet, you know, combining to form the molecule of water. But there has to be 12 hydrogen and 6 oxygen. So if you imagine that perfect crystalline structure, like a snowflake, right? Imagine that there are 6 points. You've got like a vertical line, and then you've got a cross across it like that, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 points, 6 end points of the snowflake, right? At the end of that point, there will be an O, an oxygen atom, right? So there's 6 points of oxygen in the perfect crystalline structure of water. And then on each side of those points, you've got a hydrogen atom, right? So they work in kind of perfect kind of symmetry like that. More than that, you'll have to read his paper, which is really interesting. It shows how water is always is always sort of folding itself inwards and outwards, right? So the folding in of water is the compression into the matter, the water, but then water can then fold itself out into steam, right? Mm. So the heavens are all full of this steam type water, this kind of water waiting to come down as rain. When it comes down as rain, it goes into that folding process of making water. Just a note on some news from Omnia, which is that we've just done a 5G water crystal test, which is where I took three glasses of water and I put my phone on top of the water without an Omnia patch on. And then I put my phone on top of water for 5 minutes and played a video with the Omnia patch on. And then we sent all of those samples to be frozen. And then at Dr. Emoto's institute, the Hardo Life Institute in Austria, that he's got a branch in Austria. So we sent them to the Hardo Life, and then they came back and it showed that the 5G affected sample without any protection was just ruined, right? There was no structure there. It was like something had just beaten it up. it was just splattered. There was no crystalline structure, no hexagonal shape, no crystals. And what we had in the sample that was affected by the Omnia patch was these beautiful crystals and hexagonal structure and six spokes. What we know about that is that the water has felt the positive balanced energy that's provided by the Omnia patch, and it's organized itself into that perfect structure of water. So that is what we call resonance with water. Water is now resonating with the positive balanced energy field. So that's good news for your body, because you are 72% plus water. I'd advise people to check that video out, because we're pretty pleased with it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to watch that like right after the show. And you know, water is a really interesting thing to talk about, Tim, because it's super up right now, especially in this ascension cycle. I mean, one of the things that the Sacred Council has spoken about when I'm doing some channel transmissions is about our planet turning more blue as we move up from that green heart space and we start to move more out of the fourth level density and into fifth level. And so water is not only a huge part of our life, but it's actually a huge part of our spiritual ascension and all of those things. So it's just kind of fascinating. I also have, this is a random anecdote, but for everybody who knows, Cauldron is my kitty. She's like the official mascot of the show now, I feel like. She's my little kitty, but she's obsessed with water. I've never had a cat like this. Like, she wants to get in the shower and the tub and stuff. It's really weird. Usually they're scared of water and she just wants to look at it and play in it. And so it's just kind of interesting. I don't know if you have any thoughts on the woo-woo stuff of water, but it's really important. I mean, it's obviously important, but I mean, there's something deeper to it, I think.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, water is conscious, right? Mm-hmm. We know that because of the test that I just told you, which is that water is vibrating in sympathy with whatever it experiences, right? So Dr. Emoto is famous, and I think you said you got his book or something, or maybe on the card, but he's got a really good book. And what he's famous for is going up to water and saying, I love you, or I hate you, or nothing, right? And then he freezes the water and then takes pictures of it. And by doing those experiments, he shows that water can listen to our energy, right? So it doesn't matter if I say I love you in Japanese, which is his language, or in English, which is my language, the energy underneath it is something that's picked up by the water, right? So water and the way that we're feeling and what we're projecting into the world is picked up by water, right? So that is significant as we move into the, you know, ascension times. You know, you could spend your day blessing water and putting that around your house, and that would create a nice vibe around the house because the water would retain that, you know, that good vibe. So yeah, it is important. Just like every atom, we always preach that every atom is conscious, and that you can find God inside every atom, you know, spirit inside every atom, inside the magnetic still point of every spinning light ring of an atom of matter, you know. And it's the same with water. So yeah, we have much to learn about water, and I think, you know, Lackey's paper is a good starting point.
Mm-hmm. Well, and wouldn't it be interesting as a planet, you know, if we treated the water of the planet differently, imagine what that would do for the whole planet.
100%. And, you know, you, as with all these things, we always get the feeling that the powers that be are allowing an abnormal amount of contamination of water supplies and so on. And you know, we all know about fluoride and other things that are supposedly meant to help us, but actually could be something else. So reclaiming water and the purity of water is definitely a priority. And I hope that we can do something towards that with the Omnial water bottle, for example.
Yeah, I want to talk about the water bottle, but we definitely have a lot of comments. And again, thank you guys for being a part of this. And don't forget to click the subscribe button. I'm terrible at asking, so I'm trying really hard to remember. But you guys have so many great comments. Those of you who are asking for links, we have all of the Omnia links on all the partner pages at lisamgunshore.com and the Ajatakasha app. And what I'll do is on the replay, I'll put a link up so you can directly get to the research and the information on the Omnia page, and also to the Omnia YouTube page. So we'll get that up for you guys as well. So that's for everybody asking for links. And then we have some questions for you, Tim. Let me scroll back up here. Somebody's asking if you guys can develop something for dogs. So that's kind of cool for pets. And then we have a question.
Well, the one we'd answer to that is a pendant. So yeah. You buy a pendant and put it around your dog. Yeah.
And then Anne is asking, she said, I placed my sticker in the wrong place. Would it be injured or affected if I remove it and put it in the proper place?
Nope. You know, it loses its stickiness every time you peel it off, but that's just because it's a sticker. And so, yeah, just if you put it onto the new place just and it doesn't stick so well, then just put something over the top of that, you know, some sellotape or whatever you want. But the important thing is that there's contact between the sticker and the radiating device, because then the energy field in the sticker overrides the energy, the radiating energy of the phone, the laptop, the smartwatch, you know, whatever.
Okay. And then we also have, if you have Omni on your cell phone and you're carrying it with you, do you really need a pendant too? Someone's asking.
No, not really. You know, we always say that if you have the Omnia sticker on your phone, you create this kind of 1 meter, 2 meter bubble. Ooh, look, everything lit up. So I said 1 or 2 meter bubble around you. And that means that any passive radiation fields that you're walking into, like let's say you're on the bus and you're next to someone else who's not protected, then it doesn't matter because you will be transforming all of those radiation fields around you. So yeah, the pendant is just something for animals, for children, and for people who just want to be doubly sure. You know, some people actually hate phones so much that they turn them off all the time. Mm-hmm. And then they say, well, I turn my phone off all the time, so what do I do? And I say, well, you just take the pendant. So it's a lifestyle thing.
Yeah. Well, speaking of lifestyle, let's talk about this water bottle. I have a feeling I'm going to be ordering one soon. You know, water bottles are tough, I think. We have four kids, Tim, and we have an excess of water bottles because the kids have, you know, gymnastics and soccer and stuff part of the year. And, you know, everybody's got bottles all over the place. And so having one that you can trust that's free of all the stuff and is doing something positive for the water inside of it is like a journey. So I'm excited to hear. So tell us about this water bottle you guys have out now.
Yeah, well, Lackey is still testing it, so I hope I'm not jumping the gun. But one thing he is very hot on in his science is the right proportions of each mineral or salts in water, right? And that is based on his science, which is all about the periodic table of Walter Russell. And for those who know anything about Walter Russell, you'll know that he studied the kind of harmonics of all of the elements, right? So he noticed that, you know, when certain elements reached certain pressure conditions, they begat or popped into another element. So I'm going to use a crass example, and it's not correct, but when magnesium reached a certain pressure condition, it became potassium, for example. And then when potassium reaches a certain pressure condition, it becomes calcium or something like that, right? So all the elements are linked in terms of the pressure that is created in each element, right? And the elements that are required in water have a natural proportion, right? In line with the H12 and O6, there's also a natural proportion of the elements. So we will be looking to prove that. We'll be looking to prove that it's structured through the structured water test with the Hardo Life Institute. We'll be looking to prove that it's pure, which is probably the simplest one, you know, that it's free from any heavy metals or anything like that. And then the other one that is probably a bit more subjective, I guess, is that we'll be looking to prove it on the human body, right? Because one of the things that Omnia does with the radiation balancer is that we use the human body to say, is the body giving us a yes or a no when you put the Omnia patch on the phone? And we want to do the same thing for the water bottle. It's just a bit more difficult to do that because everyone's different, right? So if we give someone a water bottle for 2 weeks and we measure them for 2 weeks, I don't know what we're going to see in terms of improvements, but we'll probably just do it and then see what we find. So it'll be more about, you know, trying to measure how better they were hydrated and, you know, maybe energy levels, you know, it'll be quite observational, but it's worth doing as well.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds exciting. And Lee has a question. She says she has a 5G tower across the street. She's wondering if she puts one of the orbs on the tower, would it do anything? It's kind of like the battle against 5G. Could it attack a whole tower, do you think?
I would like to think so, but I haven't tried that. So, and there's a number of reasons why I haven't tried that. Firstly, it's not my property. And you just have to be very clear that I'm not advising anyone to do that. It's entirely your decision, and I'm not endorsing any of those decisions or whatever. The second thing is that it's quite hard to test whether it's had any difference or impact, right? So we test this thing in your pocket, right? And we can test that because we own that. And also, you know, as soon as you put it in your pocket, there's a change. You know, as soon as we do a muscle test, for example, you know, you hold your arm out, for example, you pull down, you're super strong, and then you put your phone in your hand and your arm goes weak because you are electrically compromised. When you put our patch on, the arm goes super strong, right? Now, that is a good use of the human body to tell us that it worked on or it had a good effect on a phone, right? To do the same thing on a cell tower, we'd have to make sure that one phone could only connect to that cell tower and then test on that phone. And I just haven't done that yet. I haven't been able to do that and finish that test off. So if you do it, let me know. Let me know what happens. But again, it's not our property and we don't advise to do that on that basis.
And Sandra's asking, what is the proper placement of the Omnia sticker? So she's asking, I think we got a lot of chat about where to put it here in the live chat.
Yeah. So the rules are quite simple. It must be connecting with the actual device, right? So if you have a phone case, don't put it on the phone case, right? You put it on the phone. Same with a tablet, on a watch. You know, you'd want to put something between your skin and the patch. You know, just put another piece of sellotape or something over the top, just so that you stop it from getting wet and getting rubbed and, you know, and all that sort of stuff, because you just want to keep it in the best condition you can. And the only other real golden rules are, let's say you're on a laptop, right? Your laptop is made up of a screen and then the motherboard, right? You want to put it on the motherboard. So you want to put it above the keyboard, you know, just connecting with the base, but you don't want to put it on the actual screen. But you could put another one on the screen if you wanted to. So, but the main, you know, all the radiation comes in, all the, you know, the wave fields of the radiation comes into the wireless data card in the motherboard and in the base. So you want to put it on there.
Yeah, I can't, I'd have to close this down to show you, but I have it on my computer too. And here on my laptop, I've got it on my phone. We have 6 iPads in the house with 6 people, 6 iPads, 4 phones, very high powered Wi-Fi. So the show can exist. I'm full of equipment in here. So I have orbs everywhere. We're like, yeah. Everyone must have one. No wonder my head was bothering me every single day. You know, it's like you can turn the Wi-Fi off at night and things, but it only does so much when you're like on electronics all day. I mean, it's kind of this weird thing, the age of Aquarius. We're all in electronics, even though we're all, you know, there's so many of us that are spiritually focused and really don't want to be on them, but it's the only way to reach everyone, to help uplift humanity. And so I'm so grateful for this technology because it's really made a huge difference. So
it's a blessing and a curse, isn't it? The whole internet and everything. And, you know, the sooner we can understand energy and what energy is and what radiation is and how radiation can differ from the electrical currents in our body and make an understanding of that and really get it and really and force that understanding on the telcos so that they really get it, then things aren't going to change on a macro level. You know, so, you know, I'm always very grateful to you, Lisa, for the opportunity to try and tell people that everything in the body is electric, everything. You know, our heart is a big electrical pump. All my brain waves are electrical fields, you know, that are invisible. And so is the electrical field of the radiation that comes into my phone. It's invisible, but it's pulsing. And even me going like this, moving my little finger around, is my mind moving all of the electrical spinning atoms in my my finger around, you know, that form into blood cells and so on. So everything in the body is electric. And when we hold these electrical things in our hands, they are incredibly powerful. And what happens is you get a connection between balanced energy in the body and imbalanced energy from the radiation field. And we characterize imbalanced energy by the fact that the zero point is not sitting in the center of the electric field, right? So you've got this magnetic still zero point sitting in the center of every radiating wave field, right? Like that. And when radiation comes along, it moves it around and takes it away from the center. And because we are cell towers too, we are towers of cells, you know, all vibrating with frequency and energy. Just like Tesla says, you know, think of the world in terms of energy, frequency and vibration. Well, that's what we are. And when we are always vibrating in sympathy with everything that we encounter, whether it's sunlight or good food or good music or good, you know, a walk on the beach, you know, these are all resonant situations where the energy that we meet is compatible and coherent with our energy. And the opposite happens when we walk into wireless radiation from phones and mobile.
Oh no, Tim froze, or I froze. Hopefully he's coming back in, you guys. All right, it looks like we lost Tim, but I think he'll be back. So I'm going to just talk for a few minutes because it really is just so incredible, the Omnia research and what they have to offer. And so hopefully you guys are still with me here while we wait for Tim to come back in. And again, you can share in the comments. I'm seeing Lisa is from New Zealand. Oh my gosh, I think it's very early in the morning there. So thank you for taking the time in your day to watch us and to listen to us. And if you guys have questions for Tim, throw them in while we wait for him to come back in. Technology is always a journey when you're across the pond. Here he comes. You're back.
I have an expensive camera, and sometimes it just doesn't work. So you've got me on my normal laptop camera now.
Oh, well, it's to your point, Tim, about us being electrical. I just think I've gotten to the point, I've done enough live shows now to know, like, things electrical just happen and we just get through it. So I'm glad you're back so fast.
That's it. Maybe the internet didn't like me talking about, you know, what it was doing to people. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows who's listening, right?
Yeah. Well, it happens, doesn't it? It happens. Yeah, I'm sure I'm not the first guest on your show that's being cut off for whatever purposes. Yeah.
We've been blessed though. We haven't had too much crazy stuff, but yes, I mean, there's always people listening, that's for sure.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was just saying how much I appreciate this technology. And one of the things that I really appreciate, no matter being a psychic or a Scorpio or any of these things that make me very mystical, I'm very analytical. So I love the information, and your website is really well done. I mean, the video content and the information on there, you can really dive in, and to me, it makes it easy to understand not only what the technology is doing, but why you want the technology. Is there anything up on your website right now that you want to just shout out that's up there? I know you mentioned that there was the new video, so I want to go watch that. But is there anything else you want to share that you guys have? Because you have so much content on there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've got a little bit of a content team because, funnily enough, I'm not allowed to advertise, right? So I had it's funny because I had a Facebook marketing company reach out to me last week, and I was about to sign a contract with them. And I said to them, listen, I must sign off absolutely everything that you do, right? You cannot go live with anything unless it's signed off by me. Because if you say one thing that's wrong, then it'll close me down on all these platforms. And then they went to their account manager at Facebook and said, look, we're going to represent this guy. What he does is radiation harmonization. And Facebook just turned around and said, if you do that, we will block you and ban you. And so clearly what we do is just, you know, so what I try to do is tell the stories, you know, do content marketing, send, you know, more information out there via our channels and try not to be too contentious. But I'll be honest with you, just, you know, it's a little bit like sort of a potpourri, if you like. Go on our website and see what you like, you know, see whether you want to talk, you know, there's lots of information about Deca energy. There's lots of information about why we get affected by wireless radiation. That might be news to people because we talk about it from the vibrational perspective, not from the classical physics perspective of ionizing versus non-ionizing, which is now redundant. You know, it's not appropriate anymore. It was appropriate 40 years ago when we didn't have phones and all we did was go for an X-ray and we wanted to know why X-rays were more dangerous than a TV. Right. It was appropriate then. But now that we're surrounded by all this wireless radiation and stuff, and there are all these reports on rats, you know, biological studies on rats showing that they develop everything from endocrine system damage to infertility to heart malfunctions to some cancers and so on. And people are still looking for the reason why that happens. And we think we have it. We our knowledge is that it is vibrational. It is not to do with heat, because ionizing radiation or non-ionizing is only to do with heat or energy produced in the wave field. But we're saying that actually there's another quality, which is the uncenteredness of the zero point, you know, the imbalance in the electrical field and the uncenteredness. And if that uncenteredness and imbalance is happening at very high frequency, like an X-ray, it'll harm you straight away. And we know that. But everyone just thought, well, if it's very, very low frequency and vibrating very slowly, then it won't affect you. But that isn't turning out to be the case in the biological reports that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Where are all the places like that you can put these orbs? I mean, I know we've talked about phones and laptops, but what are all the spots that are good spots for people to put them?
Well, a very good one is the car, because modern cars are definitely, you know, very, very, you know, high levels of carry very high levels of radio frequency radiation. And also everyone's in the back seat, you know, with their iPad on their lap and that sort of thing. And you're in a Faraday cage, right? You're driving along in a metal cage that is holding all of that
you know, electromagnetic frequency inside. So cars are very good. Smart meters are very good. Laptops are good. Anything that's radiating, your microwave oven is good. Your fridge is good. You know, but the highest risk is all about proximity, right? So how close it is to you. Are you touching it or are you standing 2 meters away? Standing 2 meters away makes a massive difference, right? Mm. It's something called the inverse square law, where every meter, you know, it reduces significantly the strength of the field. So proximity is number one risk factor. The second risk factor is the strength of the signal. Are you taking a 4G signal or a 5G signal? 5G is vibrating much, much faster than 4G. So strength of the signal is the second one. And then the third one is something that we're all suffering from. In fact, we're all suffering from all of these, but the third one is the exposure, right? So how many hours in the day are you spending on your laptop, on your phone? And right now in lockdown and so on, it's a lot. So I think we'd struggle to find anyone that wasn't exposed to all three risk factors on a pretty substantial level.
So, I agree. Where would you put it on the car? Like, what's a good spot on the car to put it?
Yeah, again, you just find out. It's really difficult to answer this because every car is different, right? There's many models of cars. But in general, find out where the electrics come into the car. And just like a laptop, there will be a data card in the car receiving, you know, GPS or, you know, information or wireless information. And you know, like we used to have the old antenna on the top of the car, right? You know, this is going way back. You know, try and find the equivalent in the car so that you can get it close to that patch. And certainly, you know, if you have things where you plug your phone in for charging, it'll, you know, putting one near there would be a good idea as well.
Okay, we do have a question here about getting things into Canada. So any thoughts on Canada?
I wish I could solve the Canadian problem, but it is just one of those things. Certain states seem to be different and they don't tell you up front. So we send out with all the information intact and we send our stuff out and then it gets rejected and we never know why, but it doesn't always. I would say one in about 30, but we always help our customers through it. And there's one more thing that I think I need to try, which is that there is a box that I can tick on my fulfillment center, which says that I will always pay any duties that are incurred. And if I tick that box, normally it costs me a bit of money, but at least the customer gets their package. So I would say that most Canadian customers, in my experience, are fine. But obviously, it's always upsetting when your package just gets held up by customs. And then customs, typically, you just can't even talk to them. They won't answer the phone. You know, it's just our rules are the rules. And it's so frustrating as an e-commerce person. You know, some states, absolutely fine. Other states, just they make up some law and say, no, we want some money off you. But we're always here to support that process and sort it out. So just go for it and we'll get there is my answer to that.
It's a journey right now, like weaving through all the.
Yeah, we've just had Europe, you know, where, you know, the free trade area has just been closed down. And, you know, now it seems like, you know, we're into another era of possible trade wars and all sorts of other things, but everyone's looking for their extra taxes, aren't they, to.
Yes, absolutely.
Prop up this pandemic response or something, you know, double madness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vicky's asking about putting it on your Wi-Fi router.
Absolutely. I mean, when you take your EMF meter, say you've got an EMF meter at home, and you put it next to the EMF meter, measures the level of radiation. And like I said before, it's all about proximity. You take it right next to your Wi-Fi router and put it next to that, it goes completely berserk. I mean, higher than a mobile phone, or a cell phone. So yes is the answer to that, especially if you have your Wi-Fi router anywhere near your bedroom, which you shouldn't. And if you do, please turn it off at night because you don't need it. you know, your brain is not receiving any data. Well, maybe it is, but not that kind of data at night. So turn your Wi-Fi routers off at night, guys, because your brain is trying to relax and secrete melatonin, which is the big cleanup antioxidant in your body, right? So your brain at night, when you switch off, the thing about, I don't know if you knew this, but the pineal gland is basically looking at all different types of light when you fall asleep, right? So you fall asleep at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, your pineal gland will be like, oh, it's still light. It's still daylight. So we're not going to send in the melatonin because Tim's taking a nap after a big lunch, right? But at nighttime, when you fall asleep and it's dark, the pineal gland goes, right, it's nighttime. Bring out the melatonin, right? And what happens with Wi-Fi routers is that it disturbs the pineal gland, right? So your pineal gland may not, and don't ask me to prove this and show it's measured, but I've seen a couple of reports on it. It's very difficult to prove. Actually, maybe it's not, but anyway, never mind. The point is, a couple of scientists have said that the form of light that is emitted by the Wi-Fi router distracts the pineal gland from secreting melatonin properly. And melatonin is the thing that cleans up the blood-brain barrier. And that is vital because all day you're producing these toxins, or, you know, maybe you're stressed or whatever it is. You've got all this stuff floating around your blood-brain barrier. The melatonin will clean it all up, but only if it's not distracted by the Wi-Fi router.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's huge information. And our endocrine system is taking a beating for sure. And Proper Books Publishing has a great comment. They just said immunity is what we need to focus on next. And bad radiation is such a strain on our health systems. If we all had Omnia stickers, I wonder if so many would be so ill right now. So yeah, it's true. I mean, it's our poor endocrine systems or nervous systems. Like, they're just absolutely overloaded, I feel.
I agree. And, you know, we're all going through something, aren't we? And, you know, removing this as a problem is a good thing to be doing. And then, you know, hopefully the next thing with the water bottle will help to, you know, purify as well and detox. We're all about simple solutions, simple, affordable solutions that help everyone. And, you know, if we're helping people drink good water and then also harmonize the radiation, then that's two ticks in the box, I hope. But the other good news is that the more people that put these on their devices, you create a more resonant, you know, network of good vibrations around you. And we work to shift that, you know, imbalanced energy into positive energy. And ultimately, the best piece of news that I've got is that when you put this patch on your phone, it's the equivalent of basically just putting a sticker of love next to your phone. And it is literally the perfect resonance of, you know, or perfect balance between the magnetic zero point and the spinning electrical current around that. And that is ultimately the physics of love. You know, that is what your body is always trying to be in, is that perfect, you know, balanced vibration.
Yeah, we can't get enough of that. That's for sure. And
right. That's the answer.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's so simple and it's so complex at the same time. And Tim,
if I found myself like three years ago or whatever, if I'd thought that I was coming on a show to be broadcast on YouTube talking about love, then I'd have shot myself. But since then, I've you know, learned to understand, you know, how powerful it is, and yeah, sort of, I'm flying the flag.
I love it. I love it because that's what we're all about here. Even with our like rose gold flame behind us as we're talking here, it's definitely my passion. And I love having you on, and I want to get some final thoughts. But before I do, I've got some great news for everybody out here. I've got lots of good stuff. So first off, you can use the code Buddhist on Omnia if you want to, and that's going to save you 10% off. So those of you who are listening to the show now or on the replay or on audio, again, you can find all of the links to Omnia directly on lisamgunshore.com on our partners page. You can find it within the Ajatakasha app under partners, and I'll have Tim share his info at the end as well. And again, you can use code Buddhist to save 10%. And then I also have just some fun news too. For those of you who have been waiting for Ajatakasha to open, it is up. And for those of you who don't know what it is, I have created my own social media app with no algorithms. It is a space committed to nonviolence. It is a beautiful, spiritual, creative, collaborative space. The information is kept private. Your location isn't traced. I mean, it's really just a nice, clean, spiritual place. You'll see the vibe as soon as you get in there. We already have over 300 people in there, and we just opened a couple weeks ago. So Ajatakasha is Sanskrit for infinite and boundless space, which is exactly what this place is all about. And we have over 600 videos from last year in there in our light library. We have all the Buddhist biohackers shows from 2020 and into this year. This one will be in there today as well. So you guys have endless, endless conscious content in there, and you can connect with each other. It's just like any other social media app. It's just out of the mainstream. So it gives you an opportunity to be in a space that's non-divisive. But there's private chat, and you have your own profiles and all that stuff. We have lots of community groups you can join. So just FYI for everybody out there, and all those links are in here somewhere on the show notes, but you can also just go to my website, same thing, lisamgunshore.com, and there's links everywhere. So I wanted to share that as well. Again, don't forget to click subscribe, and don't forget to go over to Tim's YouTube channel also. So Tim, I want to get final thoughts, but really quick, do you want to just share how folks can find you, what your YouTube channel is for the folks who are here on YouTube?
Yeah, it's Omnia Balance, two words, O-M-N-I-A and then balance on YouTube and on Instagram, I think, as well, and on Facebook. So either of those is a good way of just, you know, please follow us there, because then we'll be publishing when the water bottle's ready or any new test results. We've got some test results coming up on heart rate variability soon, which is going to be really interesting because, like I mentioned before, the heart is a big electrical pump, and it is responding all times to the phones and everything else. So that should be interesting. But yeah, just follow us there, and we'll. And if you want to get in touch with us, head to the website and send us an email if you're interested in any partnerships or anything like that. If you want to, you know, discuss a discount for your work, you know, we'd be happy to kit out your whole office, you know, just to keep everyone nice and harmonized.
Excellent, excellent. And final thoughts. How are you feeling about 2021 and where everything's headed? Last year was a doozy.
Nervous. Well, I feel like it's going right up to the wire, you know, because we all know that all of this ugliness has to show its face, so that even the most fast asleep person has to really see that they are being, you know, enslaved and locked up. And, you know, it's obvious, right? You know, but it's for all those who are kind of holding the line, like ourselves, I'm sure, you know, it's kind of like, well, are we going to, you know, we're going to make it, you know, we're going to actually, you know, get everyone into this state of consciousness that flips all of this, because I know it has to all be seen and it has to really show its nasty side, but are we going to come out on the winning side, that sort of thing? So maybe that's I'm getting too mental there, but ultimately I'm finding it a bit of a challenge to just hold the space of peace with everything that's going on. So I'm trying to go for walks and just disconnect and clear my head and that sort of thing. And I feel like there's some extraordinary things to come, though. Like, I mean, beautiful, extraordinary things, not like devastatingly chaotic things. I'm sure there will be those, but I think that there's going to be an extraordinary kind of activation, or kind of some kind of, you know, everyone talks about the event. There's going to be something that comes through that changes everything, I think. So we'll just see.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, when you talk about that zero point and that resonance with love and compassion, I mean, that's what my focus just continues to be, is if we can just have compassion for one another. And the Dalai Lama spoke so many times. I saw him and he spoke and he would always speak of the same thing. You know, we're all interconnected. And the minute you see that is the minute you awaken. And I think, you know, there's been so much divisive energy all over the place, especially in mainstream social media. And I think the challenge here is for each and every one of you who's watching, for all of us, because we have these opportunities every minute of every day. It's not like you have one opportunity, like you have multiple opportunities, and really look at it as an invitation. You know, are you going to react to that energy, or are you going to be responsible to that energy? And we have the ability to respond out of love and compassion and to see that interconnectedness with each other. We also have the opportunity to react and to do some shadow work. So it's kind of like either way, this is your catalyst moment. And I think I agree with you. I think there is just really beautiful stuff ahead of us. And more, I think a lot of it has to do with ultra-terrestrials. I think, you know, the more that we awaken, the more that we connect with them. And this incredible technology that you're talking about, you know, the physics of reality is really a big part of that. And I think they're just waiting for us to find those answers so they can say, okay, we're here to help you now. Now we can help you if you're ready and talk to us and be with us. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how things unfold over the next 10, 20, 30 years and beyond.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the best response is to release at all times. This is what I've been coached to do. And at first it was difficult, but now I'm just trying to do it at all times. So what I mean by that, in case anyone is in any doubt, is to just release everything that Tim thinks Tim is, you know, every expectation, every character fault, everything that, you know, I'm super stressed or upset about or anything like that. Just see it come up and just release it and release and release and release. Keep releasing, you know, and open up space to allow for that connection with whoever you want. We call it the creator, call it your guides, your, you know, your angel realm, your, you know, your galactic team. But certainly there's a lot of 3D stuff that has to be released completely in order for you to be useful going forwards as a pillar of love, a pillar, you know, so, you know, the energy that's really going to win, you know, supported by this Decker energy, which is the, you know, in the greatest form of structure and unity consciousness. So yeah, that's my little top tip.
I love it. That's perfect. It's perfect ending words. And thank you, Tim, so much for being here. I really love your energy so much every time we talk. And thank you to everybody who's been watching. We love you too. We have 3 more shows coming up on Thursday. So don't forget about this morning with me and Delisa. I also have Cairo. He is back on after a couple months hiatus. And then we also have our Diamond Beauties program with Claudette Dean on Thursday night. And we have lots of really cool new shows. Don't forget that Awaken Grace premieres on Friday, March 26th. And that premiere is set here on the channel. And Julie Hoyle will be sharing her experience of awakening. And it's unbelievably powerful and full of Shakti. So if you're looking for a message that's full of Kundalini, that is the place to be. So thank you so much, Tim. Thank you to
everyone. Thank you so much, Lisa. Yeah, great to chat.
Absolutely. Have a great day, everybody.